The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 13 degrees and overcast at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Curtis Savage, and here are today's headlines. Numerous reports of racism in healthcare, the effects of COVID-19 on children, and CEGEP likes Quebec's Bill 96, sort of. Within 2 months, thousands of healthcare workers have filed discrimination grievances with South Central Islands Workers Union. This morning on Delormier Avenue, union representatives discuss these issues. Hannah Sabrin joins us live, east of downtown, to gauge the public reaction. Hannah, who filed these grievances?
It is mostly women of color who filed complaints about workplace discrimination. The problem comes down to pay disparities. This is why the Integrated University Health and Social Services Union met up today. The group says that women of color are paid less than Caucasian healthcare workers. Essentially, they are paid less than what their work is worth.
What do these grievances reveal about Montreal's healthcare system?
Alain Cretou, the union president, says Montreal's healthcare system takes advantage of women of color. For example, women account for 87% of nurse aides in the country, and women of African descent account for 12% of those workers. This is according to Statistics Canada. Here's Cretou with more on this.
We believe that they are underpaid because they're a woman and they're black. It's as simple as that. The first, the same thing as the law for the woman at the moment.
And what actions does the union want the government to take?
The union wants Quebec to introduce a real law against systemic discrimination in the workplace. In this next clip, we hear from Flo Neiman from the Center for Research Action on Racial Relations. He believes hospitals should find ways to treat workers equitably.
The grievance to have arbitration, to challenge the existing system, to obtain more equitable work conditions, and among the things, better salaries and better mobility opportunities.
Beyond this, Neiman and the union want provincial government to reinforce anti-discrimination laws, a difficult goal considering the province's disbelief in systemic racism.
Thank you. That was Hannah Sabrin, live east of downtown. Tensions flare after Quebec City mayoral candidate Alain Gesson made discriminatory remarks targeting the Muslim community. He criticized candidate Boufelja Ben Abdallah's platform and religion, claiming he prioritizes his Islamic beliefs. Here's Kathleen Gannon with more on the story.
Mayoral candidate Alain Gesson, running for Alliance Citoyenne Quebec, the ACQ, claimed candidate Boufelja Ben Abdallah is working towards the Islamization of Quebec City. Gesson criticized Ben Abdallah, likening Islam to a cancer in Quebec society. Salam El-Menyawi from the Islamic Center of Quebec highlighted the dangers of such discrimination.
This kind of racism within our society must stop because the damage and the hurt because of it it's something that we can never remedy with few words afterwards.
Ben Abdallah co-founded the Quebec City Mosque that was targeted in the 2017 shooting that killed 6 people. According to Gesson, Islam does not align with core Quebec values. Head of Media Relations for Equipe Savart, Laura Amand, affirmed that Ben Abdallah's platform is not religiously rooted.
He is running as a candidate to represent all the citizens of his district, Capodama, and those who accuse him of the contrary show that there is still work to be done to make the city more inclusive.
A formal hate speech complaint was filed with Elections Quebec about the ACQ's political platform. However, the agency stated they have no authority to ban a party or candidate for hate speech as there are no precedent laws in Quebec.
To make them a target as a new community, this is something will not be forgotten.
Kathleen Gannon in NDG for Concordia News.
Jean Kamel, a Quebec coroner, will be addressing the death of Joyce Echaquan this morning, which he believes is a result of systemic racism. Echaquan, an Atikamekw woman, passed away on September 28 of pulmonary edema after facing racist insults from health workers. Kamel believes that her treatment in the hospital contributed to her passing. Legault, on the other hand, continues to deny the existence of systemic racism in Quebec. Nakuset, the executive director of the Native Women's Shelter of Montreal, is among people who are unhappy with Legault's approach. Brianna Sherman spoke to Nakuset, who says the province should do much more to support reconciliation efforts.
I mean, I think there are certain people that are. I think there's certain organizations that are. But I think that, you know, the leader there, Legault, is not someone that he's not interested in identifying, addressing, supporting.
With recent events, what sort of things do you feel Legault could have done differently?
If there's enough public pressure on him to do something more concrete, then he will. But, you know, he'll do it with his heels dug in. He didn't want to make September 30th a holiday. He thought it was frivolous. You know, he doesn't want to admit that there's systemic racism. I know he's backpedaling a little bit now, but I mean, it doesn't help us at all for him to be like, oh yeah, I probably should have done something. And what? Like, it's not enough.
And what sort of impact do you hope the coroner's findings will have on the province?
I mean, what I hope and what's realistic are two different things, right? I mean, the government refuses to accept systemic racism. No one's applied the Vance Commission recommendations. They're not actually applying Joyce's principles. So, you know, this is just going to go into a pile of other reports saying that, you know, there are issues that need to be resolved, and most likely it'll be ignored.
UNICEF finds that globally, 1 in 7 teenagers are living with a diagnosed mental illness. This finding comes out of the study called The State of the World's Children, On My Mind, Promoting, Protecting, and Caring for Children's Mental Health. Sarah, what are we seeing out of the study?
UNICEF highlighted the important gap between the increasing need for mental health services and the lack of government funding. The study found that as little as 2% of government health budgets are allocated to mental health spending globally. Dr. Koyman is a family doctor focusing on mental health services and based out of Lachine.
A lot of the time when I was trying to refer them to psychotherapy, there were long wait lists in the public system, which is common. But also when they were, even if they had the money to go see a psychologist privately, they were having a lot of difficulty getting appointments for psychologists in the private systems.
What are some other impacts that come from this discovery?
While the precise effects are unknown, the overall negative effects children are facing now will certainly have a prolonged consequence into their futures. The London School of Economics estimates that the lost contribution to the economy due to mental disorders can be as high as $390 billion a year.
And what can be done to fight against this?
UNICEF has called on governments to increase their funding on mental health within their health sectors, but it's also important to keep the discussion open and end the stigma around mental health in order for more youth to feel comfortable enough to reach out when they do have these feelings of anxiety and depression. That being said, UNICEF will be starting an hashtag On My Mind campaign that hopes to educate youth and mental illness about mental illnesses and open the discussion with each other as well as with governments to increase funding.
Thank you, Sarah. A major investigation in French's Catholic Church reveals this morning that roughly 330,000 children have been a victim to sexual abuse in the last 70 years. The majority of these victims have been identified as male. The report details over 3,000 child abusers within the church, two-thirds of them being priests. Pope Francis responded to these findings by expressing his sorrows for the many victims and implores the French church to follow a path of redemption amidst what he calls an appalling reality. Bill 96 has received its share of praise and criticism. Many groups want their voices heard and are proposing their adjustment demands. Today, it is the CJEP Federation's turn to voice its requests in a public hearing organized by the Culture and Committee. Yannick Lepage has the details.
The CJEP Federation is voicing its requests surrounding Bill 96 this morning. Their president, Bernard Tremblay, started by reiterating that CJEP shouldn't be one of the primary targets of the new law.
Nous l'avons répété au fil des ans.
We have repeated it over the years. Cégeps are not a menace to the French culture and to the vitality of Quebec's official language. The Federation opposes the addition of a new French test that would be given to students who went to a French primary and secondary school and are now going to Cégep in English. They also want to change how the government will impose its restriction on the number of students studying in English, CJEPs. But they say that they are not opposed to the initiative. English CJEPs themselves do not oppose the boundaries proposed on their number of students. Don Schuwen, director of Champlain College Saint-Lambert, one of Quebec's English CEGEP, is satisfied with what the Federation is proposing.
Obviously, they're representing 48 colleges. They're not going to cover every piece for everybody. But I think overall, they've done a very good job.
For Concordia News, this is Yannick Lepage.
The CAQ unveiled their plan to bring back nurses to the public sector following massive nurse shortages. The plan includes bonuses for full-time workers and provisions to reduce overtime. Many have concerns about this plan, including the Parti Québécois. Margaret Vidoviak joins us live to discuss the PQ's concerns with this plan. The PQ criticized the CAQ's plans on injecting $1 billion into the healthcare system. What do they think the CAQ should focus on instead?
Do you think that the CAQ should, instead of focusing on spending money, they should focus on improving working conditions? They said that nursing conditions and especially like overtime should be addressed because it's not the main concern of nurses. They also want to end the reliance on private sector labor. Nathalie Steg-Doucet, the president of the Quebec Nurses Association, agrees with that assessment. She thinks that spending money isn't enough. She said that the entire system should be reformed.
So we need changes in management because no matter how many nurses we inject into the healthcare system or that come back, we're still going to have just as much as forced overtime.
The PQ also believes that there should be more transparency. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, the PQ believes that the government should provide numbers of nurses that are being hired. They want full transparency when it comes to the actual numbers of nurses that are being hired after the proposed changes and the implementation of Legault's plan. They want to actually see regular reports on the numbers of new nurses that are being hired, because so far from their own assessment, not a lot of nurses have chosen to join the public sector even after the unveiling of the plan.
Many nurses also have concerns about the plan. What are some of these concerns?
According to Steg-Doucet, nurses feel like work-life balance issues should be addressed. They feel like overtime is a particularly big issue because it really affects like work-life balance and their ability to be able to take care of their families and their children. And she said that overtime is a horrible practice.
Forced overtime is truly an affront to our basic human rights.
Steg-Doucet believes that nursing shortage cannot fully be resolved until overtime is addressed.
Thank you, Margaret. Elections Canada announced last night that a judicial recount would take place in the Trois-Rivières district of Quebec. With a difference of 92 votes between both leading candidates, it is Yves Lévesque, the candidate for the Conservative Party of Canada, who has requested the recount. This count will be conducted today by Justice Jocelyn Jeffrey of the Superior Court in the Trois-Rivières District. Once counted, the results will be published on Election Canada's website. Montreal Canadiens are preparing for a preseason game tonight against the Maple Leafs. The Toronto Raptors had their first preseason game yesterday night, and the Los Angeles Chargers won 28-14 against the Las Vegas Raiders yesterday night. Here's Veronique Morin with your sports news.
Samuel Montembeau is going to be in front of the net for the Montreal Canadiens tonight. This will be his first match in the NHL as he replaces Carey Price, who is currently sick. Coach Dominique Ducharme can't yet confirm if Price would be back for the beginning of the season on October 13. The Canadiens are playing against the Maple Leafs tonight, who have just won against the Toronto Senators yesterday. Cole Caulfield will be back on the ice after he's been injured for the past week. He sees the two preseason games left as a great preparation for the regular season.
Obviously, these games are going to be pretty big just to get that timing back and get your legs underneath you. And everybody's looking forward to the season starting, but we got two pretty important games to get ready for that, and we're going to make the most of it.
The New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox are fighting against the last wildcard spot tonight in Boston. Both teams won their previous game. The Yankees won over the Tampa Bay Rays 1-0 on Sunday. The Red Sox saw a final score of 7-5 against the Washington Nationals on that same day.
The scissor kick right by an offensive player trying to draw a foul. Here's Flynn with the three.
The Toronto Raptors started their preseason games yesterday night. They were playing in Toronto for the first time in 585 days, as last year's season took place in the U.S. The Raptors won that game 123-107 over the Philadelphia 76ers.
Eckler breaking away, end zone touchdown.
The Los Angeles Chargers won against the Las Vegas Raiders yesterday night. The final score was 28-14. Rusher Austin Eckler took a great part in this victory. He rushed for 117 yards, which beats his personal record.
Thank you, Veronique. Notco, a Jeff Bezos-funded company, is expanding into Canada and will soon be releasing their newest project, Not Milk. The food tech company aims to create a non-dairy milk while still imitating the sensation of cow milk. Notco uses their own patented AI technology in order to mimic animal products while using only plant-based products. According to their team, Not Milk embodies the dairy taste, texture, and function of cow's milk for a mind-blowing experience. The weather for the rest of the week is looking sunny, reaching highs of 21 degrees on Thursday and Friday. Starting on Saturday, clouds will roll in, followed by the rain on Sunday that is estimated to last late into the next week. That's your news for 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Curtis Savage.